Where do you recommend we find quality business partners? Let me read the rest of this. We have been prospecting nonstop with word of mouth, newspaper ads, internet leads, which are expensive. Most of them are not really looking and are having little results with finding those who will duplicate or multiply when they do join us. Is this simply a numbers game, or do we be more selective when interviewing people? What do you do? Any suggestions? All right. This came from a person named Mark. Mark, first of all, on Professional Inviter, on CD number 7, which is all about prospecting and exactly how to network your way through a warm market, as well as how to run newspaper ads and buy leads, those kind of things. What I recommend you do, Mark, is that you need to get a little tool called Pocket Tracker. It's just a couple of dollars off of BrilliantExchange.com. And the reason that I'm suggesting you do this, Mark, is because you made a reference or a comment about leads where you said, which are expensive, which most people are not really looking. And Pocket Tracker, I created that quite a while ago, and it was designed to locate the exact area of the business that is stopping an individual so that you can fix that particular flaw. And the way that I came out with that, came up with that particular product, when I was in the bomb squad, we had a procedure that we did. Anytime we went downrange to work on a bomb, they would only allow one person to go downrange to work on that bomb. And what we would do is we would take a piece of plexiglass, which is nothing more than like a piece of plastic, very thick. It's about as thick as a windshield on a car, but it was about the size of a clipboard. And then we wrote on it with a grease pencil. And we would go downrange on the bomb, and we would assess the bomb, meaning we'd take a look at it and decide what's the best way to go about defusing the bomb. And then we would write out our instructions on this piece of plexiglass. And once we'd written out all the instructions, then we would do step one. And as soon as we completed step one, we would check that step off, and then we would proceed to step two. And then as soon as we concluded step two, we would check that item off. Now, the reason that we did that is because if we did anything that upset the bomb, then the bomb blew up. And it would typically blow the plexiglass way away, and as well as the bomb squad tech. But what we were most interested in was that piece of plexiglass that went flying. Because on that plexiglass told us exactly where we went wrong. And so we could look at it and go, okay, step number one is fine, step number two is fine, but step number three upset the bomb. Let's not do that one anymore. And when I got into network marketing, what I found was is oftentimes I would be following what my upline said to do, and I would say the things that my upline said to say, but I kept blowing up the prospect. But yet my upline just said, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And I thought, well, this is foolish. Distributors are coming in and they're going out. It's just kind of like an ad drop game. I'd add one, I'd lose one. And so I was like, well, this is pathetic. And so I created a series of 13 steps that you have to do every day to effectively be successful in network marketing. And then I would track those. And so, like, it might say, dial the phone. And so I would count how many times I dialed the phone and then how many connects I actually made. And so if I dialed the phone 40 times and I connected with nobody, then very easily I can take a look and say, the reason network marketing doesn't work is because I'm not getting any connects. All right, so it's not that the industry is bad. It's not that the company is bad. It's not that the products are bad or the compensation plan. It has to do with dials to connects. And so, I would assess that problem and say, well, where did I get these leads from? Or where did I get the phone numbers from? Or what time am I calling them? And so I could attack the real problem instead of generally saying what's wrong. And so let's suppose that I dialed the phone 40 times and I connected with 30 people, but I set no appointments. Okay, well, then I'm doing good on dials. I'm doing good on connects, but I'm not getting any appointments. And so it must be something that I'm saying on the telephone. And so, I can circle that area and say, right there's the problem. That's the reason the bomb's blowing up, right there. And so I attack that problem and fix that flaw. And then I'm back on the road and crank through it again. And if I get the dials, I get the connects, and I get the appointments, but nobody shows up. Then I say, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? Right? And so what I'm saying is that, Mark, what I recommend you do is get Pocket Tracker and track everything you do for a month, and it's going to flush out what your challenge is or what your problem is. And I don't say that in a bad way. I'm not saying that you got a problem. What I'm saying is that there's a problem that can be fixed once you properly identify what the problem is. Right now, what I read in your question is there's a lot of generalities. We can't really solve a generality. We have to solve specifics. Anytime you assess or evaluate any piece of information, it's only as valuable as the information that you got. And what you're giving me here is generality, and we need to get very specific. All right. And the second part of your question, which was somewhat of a generality, had to do with duplication and multiplication. And multiplication and duplication very rarely is your new distributor's problem. All right? It's normally the system itself, or that the system assumes the person is at a particular level that they are not. Like a lot of systems, and I've really quite honestly not seen any system out there that goes down low enough for the typical person who starts in network marketing. Most systems assume that the person can communicate effectively. And what my findings were is that is absolutely false information. And that's the entirety of what Professional Inviter is about. I mean, if you can just imagine 7 solid CDs on nothing but how to perfect your communication with your prospect. And I think that's one of the reasons that Professional Inviter has gotten the popularity that it has. We've got big leaders in this industry saying it's mandatory for everybody in their group to be on this product, no questions asked. And I think that has to do with that, you know, leaders have now been able to identify that, gosh, that is the Achilles heel in this whole industry. If you look at the where the whole system breaks down, most companies have a system of some kind. You're going to get this audio tape, you're going to get this training manual, you're going to get this, and you're going to send this to the prospect and so forth. And so that, let's call it a system. And what happens in every company, is you have some people who are very effective with that system, but most are not. And so what's the problem? Well, the problem is that every system requires you to be able to communicate. And that is where I see most systems fall down. I wrote a newsletter, and I did a conference call a while back, and I really addressed this. And so I'll give you that information now, and maybe it'll jog your memory a little bit for those of you who were on it, as well as hopefully, Mark, this will address the issue about whether or not these people are actually being effective. When you bring somebody in the business and you're claiming that they're not duplicating and they're not multiplying, and what I'm trying to do is to have you look and say, why aren't they? Okay, and so here is a list of questions. Let's just pretend for just a second, Mark, that I'm sitting here talking to you. You know, like me and you are talking one-on-one right now, and you are asking me to help you solve this problem that this person in your downline is not duplicating or multiplying. Here's what I would ask you. Has she decided exactly what she wants to achieve with the business? Ask her what it is. All right? She has to be able to tell you exactly what she wants. Number 2, has she written a plan of how to achieve it? Ask her to see it. If she cannot demonstrate, if she cannot show you this plan of how to achieve it, then she hasn't done one. Number 3, is she working the plan? Ask her to show you where she currently is on that plan. Number 4, does she know all parts that make up building her business? A, does she have a lead source? Ask her to show it to you. If she can't show you a lead source, whether it's warm market, whether it's leads, purchase leads, or whatever, then she doesn't have it. That's kind of like the fault that you as a leader have, is when you accept something on face value instead of digging in and actually ensuring someone gets success. The next one is, does she know how to get a customer? Ask her to get one while you watch. And if she can't, I don't care if she's got 20 years in sales, if she can't, it means she doesn't know how. The next one, does she know how to service that customer? Ask her to show you how she services that customer. How many times does she call back? What does she talk to the new customer about? The next item, does she know how to get distributors? Ask her to show you how she gets a distributor. Next one, does she know how to train distributors to get customers? Ask her to train one while you watch or introduce someone to you who she has trained that can get customers. Ask that person to demonstrate getting a customer. In other words, very often people assume that people are duplicating. And my experience has been they're not. All right? Just because they sponsored somebody does not mean they duplicated. What are they duplicating? Find out. You better know, because this is, you know, it's kind of like you having a child. You better know what it is that they're actually learning in school. You better know what it is that they're actually doing, because that's going to be replicated through generations and generations. And so it's a very important part. And the next one is does she know how to train distributors to get distributors? You know, the first step is that does she know how to get a customer? Number two is, does she know how to get a distributor? Now, when she gets a distributor, does she know how to actually help that distributor get customers? And then, does she know how to help that distributor get distributors? All right, that's when the cycle completes itself. And whatever she can't show or demonstrate to you is the reason for her failure and is the reason she's not duplicating and multiplying. And so Mark, I know that was a long answer, and hopefully you heard every bit of that, because that was a lot of valuable stuff right there.